Sand Dollar Music started out as a collaboration between two friends, and it has now expanded to a full-time music studio here in the Dayton area. I'm Larry Carousel with Arts Focus, and with the founders of Sand Dollar Music, Kristen Coffey Rondo and Sarah Robertson. How many people do you have on staff now at Sand Dollar?
21.
And where have you found all of them? Or they come to you?
They often just reach out via email. I think there have been a couple of times where we've created a voice teacher wanted or violin teacher wanted post, but someone generally almost always reaches out. I don't know that we've had to independently go to somebody we know and say, hey, will you work for us?
No. It really has been amazing because as soon as Sarah and I identify a need or as soon as, you know, a few names develop on a wait list, a person appears. A teacher's like, hey, I want to work for you guys and I have this availability.
Right.
Like, it's amazing how it works out.
It's really impressive how many independent music studios Dayton has.
Yes.
I mean, beyond UD and Wright State and Sinclair, there's Sand Dollar, there's McCutcheon Music, Star City, Piano Prep. How does this community support all of that?
The arts are so well-funded and highly prioritized here relative to other places in the country. And there are so many skilled musicians and skilled teachers who, like, this is our gift, our trade, our passion. And so I think that just spills out across the community. Like, people want to be a part of that.
And you seem to have no shortage of students or teachers right now.
Yeah. It's
that
great.
Is true.
What are the age groups of your students? Is it across the whole age range or what?
We have some students as young, well, in the flute world, I should specify. Oh, and violin too. We often will start at 4 or 5 if there's inquiries for that. Suzuki, and then there's a couple of flute methodologies that we can use that start very, very young. They'll start on like little plastic flutes, which is super cute, or like ukulele. And then we'll go all the way up to adults. Kristen's voice studio has a number of adults.
Voice students. So I think probably our youngest voice student is maybe 5 or so, and our oldest, I would guess, is in their 70s. Yeah, we work with all ages.
Yeah.
What do you see in the future of this music school, this music studio you've started from scratch?
We have a lot of dreams from the beginning. Kristen has shared her heart for having a theater program, and I can run the pit orchestra side of it. We haven't gotten that far yet. But
we need a bigger space.
We do. We need a bigger space.
Yes. Yeah, so truly the next step is we've only been in the space we're in for maybe, a year and a half?
A year and a half,
And we've already outgrown it. Next phase is just a bigger space. But
that's true. Yeah.
I think both of us have a heart for creating performing opportunities for our students. So that would be something that with a larger space for sure we could more readily make happen. But I would love to see us do more youth theater, more like wind ensemble type stuff.
Exactly.
Things
wind
like
ensembles.
That. Often I'll be sitting there at the piano in between lessons and just kind of look out and think, like, how is this it? How is this the work that we get to do where we're surrounded by beautiful music, we're making beautiful music with wonderful people, we're in community with 21 other teaching artists who we care so much about and love working with. It is just truly the greatest gift and the happiest career I think either of us could have ever hoped for.
We found our musical family.
Kristen Coffey Rondo and Sarah Robertson of Sand Dollar Music. Get more information by visiting sanddollarmusic.com. I'm Larry Carousel. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's listener-supported Discover Classical.